is The Fighting Temptations on Pelia FM, and this one is He Still Loves Me, coming through at 10 minutes after 10 on the drive through. It is the last hour. It is a Thursday. It's a throwback Thursday. And on a day like this, we'd like to remind everyone about where we come from as a people, as, you know, as Kasiman, as the hood, as Atteridgeville as a whole. And we like to get into that type of conversation. And today, joining us for that conversation is Mr. Sitlakalane Molepo. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks. And how are you?
I am well, thank you for asking. How's your day so far? Are you right?
I'm okay, and thank you very much for affording me this opportunity.
No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming. The pleasure is all ours. Now, you're in the management committee of the Atteridgeville Heritage and History Foundation. For somebody who's listening for the first time and they don't know what the foundation is about, give us just a quick rundown of what it's about.
Atteridgeville Heritage and History Foundation. It's an organization that, you know, we have just realized that most of the people doesn't understand what was happening in Atteridgeville and what is important in terms of, you know, heritage and so on. You know, just to cite an example, the other day I met my friend. My friend was in, Vietnam. He was an ambassador. That was telling me, Molepo, you know, in Atteridgeville, I'm surprised. Most of the people doesn't understand the Atteridgeville, especially the number 2K.
I'm a 98, yeah. But okay.
You don't know exactly what's happening here. But it's very important for us to preserve some of the things that really Baruto had written on about. But let's you also say that we must be able to, you know, teach our kids. We must also preserve those things so that we must be able to teach the coming generations about those things. Just to give you an example, the other day we had a workshop in Dr. W.F. Nkomo. We call the grade 11 students. That's one question then I ask those people, especially from the student from Dr. W.F. Nkomo. I said, no, do you know why this school is named Dr. W.F. Nkomo? I know grade 11 doesn't know exactly what's it. He was just about to go to write the exams, and very soon they were going to universities, but doesn't understand exactly what's happening. Okay, that was the combination. That was the combination of the student from Hofmeyr High, Flavius Mareka, yeah, and other students. Then one question that was asked by the facilitator was that one: do you know why they call this school Flavius Mareka? They don't know exactly who is Flavius Mareka. So those are some of the things that we need to teach our people. Those people, they played a very important role in terms of developing Atteridgeville and so on.
Which is actually one of the questions that we wanted to ask you. Who are some of the people or artists who have put Atteridgeville on the map? So let's start with Dr. W.F. Nkomo, Le Flavius Mareka. Who were they and how did they affect Atteridgeville?
Yeah, Dr. W.F. Nkomo, I think I've got a magazine here. I think you do have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at the outpage of that magazine, is Dr. W.F. Nkomo. He played very, very important. Firstly, he was the member of the African National Congress during that time. Dr. Nkomo played a very important role in terms of, because he was a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Nkomo are those people, during that time, if they say somebody was lwala, simply because there was no transport as just like now. Nabairaji house visit, you know, the house visit, they will go and find out the Mulechi Okemang and then the whole day, the visit the patients, making sure that those people are attended to.
Oh, wow.
And then Flavius Mareka, he was a businessman. You see where ShopRite
Plaza.
Plaza. Yeah. Mm. There were shops there. There were shops there. One of them was Mareka Trade something.
Mareka. Mareka.
Mareka, yeah. That Kiki Flavius Mareka in Tatola. Yeah. But unfortunately, as time goes on, we get old and then we end up abandoning the businesses and so on.
And I think it's very important. I mean, which is why we bring you here, you know, the reason why we're bringing you here. It's important for all of us to keep echoing these things, because if you look at other people out there and no one will ever know about Vietnam, they'll never let you forget about these things.
No.
You will never get an opportunity to forget about these wars and their history. But what about our own? You know, so it's very important for us to keep echoing these things, so that even the younger generation, even us, all I knew. But we need to know the history of the people and exactly why these places are named the way they're named. And I mean, I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on that.
No, in fact, Tabaya Vietnam, I just want to take it a little bit further.
Yeah.
You know, they were telling us about the universities.
Please come closer to the mic.
They'll start by saying, no, this university is Dr. W.F. You know, they'll start, just to keep that history there, they'll start by putting the name of the principal on the plaque. They will go to an extent of putting the name of the prefect from this year up to now. So it was telling me that, you know, somebody at Nko, that university, a certain year, all the names are there. Yeah, all the names are there. So that even the incoming student, they'll be able to know exactly, in this year, the prefect of this university was Mokete and so on. But here, I'm telling you, I'm part of those people, Baba Tsenengo, Dr. W.F. Nkomo, for instance. But Kisante Kohopola, my prefect, Kisante Kohopola, my principal, my teachers, I can tell you all of them. Baba Tsenengo of Maya, like Honabanung, my chairperson is the chairperson of alumni of Maya. But you know, other schools are not doing that. So that is the reason why we decided to say, no, let us not forget the history of Attridgeville. And let us make sure that we are going to teach the coming generation. We mustn't leave this world without putting Attridgeville in a map.
And that's exactly what we're doing right now. So Mare, it's recorded in history. It's going to be a podcast, and it's going to be found on our website. That's www.pelifm.co.za. Now let's talk about, you know, Attridgeville as a place that contributed to South African culture, and you know, some of the things that make us important in South African history. Because I feel like a lot of stalwarts that, you know, politically changed the country come from here. And we need to know who those people are. And if I relay, I'm talking about Modikgang Mosenege and such influential people in the country.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, Attridgeville played a very, very important in terms of politics and so on. As you mentioned that Renale Modikgang Mosenege, Rebolela ka bo Ntate Jeff Masemola, Rebolela ka bo Dr. W.F. Nkomo, Rebolela ka bo A.B. Nkomo, Rebolela ka bo Titus Mafole, bo Tiego Mosenege, Rebolela ka so many people, bo Tshepo Motlana, Rebolela ka bo Upa Masuku, bo Jackie Masemola, the director of Pelly FM. They played a very, very important part, not only in 1976. Rebolela ka bo Clifford Moagi, rebulela ka Thabosu Hume, Andre Street
his
name ka Thabosu Hume. We played a very important part. Don't forget that most of the people from Atteridgeville were in Tafelkop and other universities. Sasso BPC, most of them, they were members of the Sasso, and some of them were members of BPC. So in 1976, when the uprisings just defeat, but recreate but about Tana Lebona, but Thabosu Hume, but Clifford Moahi and other people. But I tell my follow, Kaukele Lokoro is an ambassador, and I know I think go one of these big countries. Wow. Upamasuku also was the ambassador in Cameroon and so on. Those are the people by Baba Tamiki Leng and important. And Kabula Lakabu. No, not one that they were. Some of the names on Abanu, you will already elevate. The old timers, Robert Tamiki Leng, an important role. And the other thing that I want to, you know, to make people aware of it, I'm not going to single individuals or the Tamiki Leng an important part, because I was part of people Bandebali involved in this 1976 uprisings. Most of the people, our parents, they played a very important role, because when the police were looking for us, those are the people who used to harbor us. Those are the people who used to feed us. Those people ke bona ba ne ba re fa ditšhelete tsa gore no re kgone go tshama. So I don't want to sing El Kere Nomo, get Tamikile an important role, and then the other one a less important role. No.
And there's too many to mention by one.
Yes.
But I feel like, you know, it's important for us to have, you know, those names, the way we're letting Gating. If Mututene Skolo Mo, give us a bit of a history of who this person is. Who are the significant people who went to this school, and what did they do? You know, with that said, do you feel like enough has been done in terms of a heritage site where we could get all the names of all the people and some of the history and the stuff that they've done?
No, what I can tell you, no, there was a lull until some of us, and other people, we started to realize it's very very important for us to write the history of Atteridgeville. And then one of the things that we need to do was the question, if you go next to Atteridgeville Hall, you'll see Horhonalidi plaque is there with the name of the people who played a very important role in Atteridgeville.
And again, one of the things that fans.
Yes, it's very unfortunate. We want to do more than that.
Yeah.
But because of the funds, sometimes really are in bits and pieces.
Okay.
We hope one day that the people of Atteridgeville, but as that will realize how important is this project, and then they must contribute towards building this organization called Atteridgeville Heritage and History Foundation, so that the coming generation at Langomara must know exactly what's happening. They must know exactly what was happening. But another thing that I want to mention, I was very disappointed because Selo Habana did this thing, SS Mendi. I'm not sure. That's why I get my 2K. Some of the things you'll never understand them. Ko Ramogwebe Square. Wa bona mo ko bo Mashobane mola.
Oh yes.
No hona le di plaque tse dintse ne ba. By the way, we participated in the first oral to do a kitse hore.
Or ba bitsang? Na ke itse Ram Square. Or ba bitsang?
Area.
Yeah.
Ne Ramogwebe Square. Ne re bitsa it was a square.
Ramogwebe Square.
Ramogwebe. Ba uto re ra or king?
Ramogwebe.
Ram Square.
Yeah.
Ke Ramogwebe.
Oh, the full name ke Ramogwebe.
Yeah, ke Ramogwebe Square.
Okay.
Yeah.
Found out today.
Yeah, just then. No hona le di plekitse di mangwetse mabitse mo go tlhemola for batho ba botle. But what happened ba di tlosa ba di tsa ba di isa ha mothaka. Because ne di vandalize iwa. Now the worst part of it was out of a frying pan into the fire. E rgisa ha mothaka ba lutso.
Welele.
Mpotse gore ba e ranga tsona.
Bathong ba mara wa si. Crime is dingwe di senseless.
So those are the things ke the social eastern and le tsona, and it of course rena as a Atteridgeville and Heritage Foundation we also want to address some of the social eastern kopanang le tsona. Yeah, it's very unfortunate akiti. Maybe we need to start ka di ECD.
ECD?
Yeah, ka who ruta bana ko at a primary level.
Oh, okay.
You know, during my time when ke santse ke attend school, I still remember in the mornings we used to start at 8 o'clock, but what will happen after 7 ne ke itse re nopa dipampiri ka mo ka mo sekolong. Sekolo was so clean. Ro kolomaka di toilet re a di gardening.
There was a full day that was dedicated to all of that, and every single day ne re thoma furuka wira, and it's not like ne re feela ka re a treaty wa eng. It's just
exactly.
If you want to be in a clean environment,
exactly.
Who else is supposed to come and do that for you? Listen, ntate Molepo, re a leboga so much for coming. We could talk to you forever, but unfortunately Nako is not on our side. We appreciate you coming. Just your final words of encouragement before we let you go, what would you say?
You know, I wish Peli FM, fortunately I'm part of this organization Peli FM. I'm one of the directors at them. So I wish in future maybe we must try to address this such a energy question fela tsa gore le nyako itse ka yona ntle. As I pointed out to you, gore no already 4 people batlile mo, and then ba try to address the aims and the objectives and the goals re nyaka go di achieve as a
foundation.
Yeah, as a foundation. Next time, in fact, I thought today ne re tlobolela ka what are we expecting this year, the progress e re nyakang ho e bona. I think the listeners ona ba no tshwanetse ba itse ka Peli FM, tshwanetse ba itse ka ba se ba itse ka the aims, the objectives and all those things. And now we just want to outline the progress here this year, hore re expecting, and we are very fortunate because le na le teng. You can, spread the message along her program here in Naya Yisako code. Just like Lerena, part of Peli FM things, Ratamar, Tusana, correct stakeholders, I must say that. Yeah. So I just wish in the.
I would just like to categorically state right now that this today is not something we're doing once off.
Yeah.
This is me. This means you're coming every single week to address these very same issues, which is exactly why we had Throwback Thursdays. We have this because we want you to be permanently here so that the message that you want to put across, Morise Chabi, utswal. So from here on out, upatiare. Opatia, the drive through every Thursday at 10, you are here. Retro address the issues.
Thank you very much.
The pleasure is all ours.
For giving us that opportunity.
The pleasure is all ours, and we shall see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's exactly 10:30 on the drive through on Peli FM. A big thank you to Mr. Molepo, who is the management committee of the Atteridgeville Heritage and History Foundation. Back again next week.